Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Intersection. My name is Susan Mizrahi, and I am one of your co-hosts this evening, our special election night and bullshit night. You know, we just want to, you know, and party and bullshit. Speaking of party, the party guy, Mr. Shady Potter, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm fine. I don't party everywhere like that, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what you say. And another, our party animal who's just jumping off the buildings and stuff. Yeah, right. This fool girl herself. Jahira Balenciaga, how are you?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
My girl wants to party all the time. Party all the time. When I tell you, last week was so phenomenal with Mimi on the show. Thank you, Shady, again for bringing her on.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you welcome. No problem.
But you know me, the parlay lady. I'm about to present her because okay. Let me set this up. A few weeks ago, we had Bad on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all still here. So we had Babs on, and while I was on this, told her I had somebody I wanted to hook her up with, right? Wanted to do her Queen of the Ring thing with her. So they on. They are connected. They are on. They about to do things, you know, in the bigger markets and da da da. Yes. So that's a set. Now we want to get back in touch with Mimi. You want to get back in touch with Mimi and do some things with this same person, promoter. You know, because, I mean, to me, like I said, I didn't take her advice yet and watch the old episode. Because, just from people's posts, it sounds like it's a whole bunch of shenanigans going on. So I got enough real-life shenanigans. She was alluding to the fact that a lot of those people's stories ain't real. You know, her storyline is what's going on. You know, it ain't made up, cause, you know, fabricated and all that. So I don't know. I might try to catch a few episodes, but it's going to have to be, I don't know. I can't watch it on demand because you can't fast forward. So I'm going to have to find some other way. Maybe have episodes
on YouTube.
When I spoke
to her afterwards, she said, she called me afterwards. She said, well, I hope I didn't get too deep. I said, nah, you could have said whatever the hell you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I enjoyed her. I really did.
She was awesome.
So, yeah, the Bad Queen of the Ring coming to a big town near you. You're going to do this. Because I really got into Bad's vibe. And the same thing with Mimi. I've never met either one of them, but, you know, it was just something that came across me. And you know me, I'm all girl power. So definitely going to make it. And speaking of girl power, next week we will have on the phenomenal woman that is Shaq Thumway. And we're going to have Shaq on. Everybody loves Shaq. If you don't love Shaq, you really got some problems with some inner shit going on. I mean, really, you got some demons going on that I'm not even gonna. It's sad. It's sad. But everybody on this line, so we love Shaq, and we're gonna talk about some way organization. We're gonna talk about the toy drive that's coming up in December. And we're gonna give you an opportunity. We're gonna promote it and give people an opportunity to actually call in live and make a donation. And when I say make a donation, I don't mean a pledge. I mean, cha-ching, right there and then on the spot. Okay, like Cash App a nigga.
Here.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have something for her next week too.
You gonna have a who?
I have something for her too. Yeah, we'll talk about it next week. But I have something for her too. An opportunity for her.
Yeah.
Well, it's like giving back to her, but we both good with the situation.
Yeah, cause you, I remember when you turned us on to Shaq and she came on the What's the Tea show, and she was giving all this bubbly vibe then. But you know, people could put on airs for 5 or 10 minutes, but you can't do that for 5 or 10 years. People are gonna figure you out. And it's been a minute, and Shaq has been consistent in her, and I know she has up days and down days like everybody does, but she's consistently even, what I'm saying? She don't come off putting on no airs, and she's doing big things. It'd be easy to start looking down on people or, try to flex on people, but I've never seen that. So,
right.
She keeps it chill all times. And I think it has a lot to do with just her personality, period. But she also works in the hotel industry, so she can't be like,
Man, so. You know how many nasty people are in hotels? How many people you and I personally have cussed out at hotels?
Yeah.
No, that was a choice. That lady is nice by choice, because them damn people in them hotels be doing some extra shit. Real extra.
You would really be hard pressed to find somebody more universally loved than Shaq. It's just the God's honest truth. Like
Beyonce,
I've literally never heard.
Oh my God, she said meet. We haven't met, Bay.
No, she.
Shady's a mess when it comes to Beyonce. But what were you saying about Shaq and not Beyonce? We'll get back to Beyonce and my dream about Beyonce. But go ahead.
Oh my God, the Beyonce dream. I fell out. Yeah, it's just, what do we have? Like 10 years plus under our belts as far as like Shaq being a supporter and a believer of the show and the whole nine yards. And like, oh my God, I've never heard a negative word. I've never heard a negative thought, utterance, nothing.
Mm-mm.
She's just amazing. And once again, for those who desire to donate but may not know how or may not trust various outlets, all of your holiday shopping that's coming up can be accomplished on smile.amazon.com. Throw Shaq's organization, the Someway Foundation, in there, and a portion of the proceeds from your donation will be donated to Shaq's organization, which is arguably one of the worthiest causes I've ever come across.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get it on. We're gonna get it on.
Absolutely.
But back to my dream. I had this dream. Now I'm not in the Bay Hive or the Beehive or whatever way you want to say it. I respect Beyonce because the Bay Hive. Okay, but you know depends on who you talk to. Whatever. Don't make me really go in on you and Beyonce. But anyway, my respect for Beyonce is from this black girl doing her thing, making her money. The world, if you don't like it, kiss my ass, whatever. And she knows she has power, and she ain't tripping. Now, this dream, me and Shady, we in New York City, we go into this little pizza shop. Shady's like, I'm telling you right now, this is the best pizza in New York. I was like, man, I ate pizza all over the city. Fuck out of here. And he's like, come on in here. This is a little dusty looking shop with a bunch of Italian guys in there making pizza, and I start fucking up this pizza. I'm like, oh my God, this shit is good. I told you, and it was this old little radio, like one of, like almost a transistor radio in the corner, and the Beyonce song come on there. I know it was a fast one because me and Shady started dancing, and Shady's going off, and it was a couple of queens sitting in a little, you know, like a two-seater table thing, and they was looking at us, looking mm-hmm. all crazy, and Mr. Shady goes full Beyonce backup dancer. And goes crazy doing the whole song. And while he's on the floor, he does this move when he's on the floor about to get up, and Beyonce comes in. Instead of him getting up, he damn near passes out, and she just starts laughing.
Yeah.
And I woke up. I was like, why am I dreaming about Beyonce? Why? First of all, you know what my first thought was?
Why are you dreaming about me?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You already know, yeah. bro. You already know. I'm yeah. like, dad, can a bitch get some sleep around this motherfucker? But it was a funny thing.
So badly.
Huh?
Beyonce's coming to see me there, so that's what that means.
Is that what it is? What you say, Jahira?
I want this to be a prophetic dream so badly.
It was hilarious. This nigga's down there doing splits and stuff and couldn't get up off the floor. He couldn't
oh,
be honest, like, laughing
no.
at him.
Yeah, it was a dream.
Nigga, if you could be a backup dancer for Beyonce and she told you to do a split, you'd be splitting your ass off.
Okay.
James Brown shit with no
yes,
problem.
I would pee on myself watching him trying
I would
to
help
be,
you.
Yes. Love on top. honey,
I would.
Shady
know.
Be trying to get
oh
a death, a real death. But he would put his heart into it though. Y'all know he loved Beyonce. He would put his whole heart into it. So you couldn't tell
yeah,
him
no.
nothing after that.
It's a rap.
Who was your favorite artist, Jahira? Because I know it's not Beyonce.
It is not, although it has to be said that, like, I'm also not in the Beehive. And the music itself to me is good, but to me what really attracts me about Beyonce is just the brain. The
yeah.
brain, the decision making, like, she's just so damn smart and savvy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get too deeply into like the respectability politics, but I love that she got to where she got to and didn't have to, you know, dance drunk on a table and didn't have to, you know, you've never had that Beyonce moment. Like even Solange in the elevator, like you've just never had that cutting up being a, you know, teenage rebel. Like none of that ever happened. She's just brilliant
mm-hmm.
to me in that regard.
Yeah.
But favorite artist hands down is Patti LaBelle.
Oh yeah.
It's always been Patti LaBelle. It will always be Patti LaBelle. Like I just can't. That lady has the Holy Ghost right in her throat, and I can't be told
mm-hmm.
nothing about her.
But as far
yeah.
as what about like modern like pop people?
I don't listen to, yeah, I don't. I mean, lyrically and politically, maybe Pink, but I really just, that's
mm.
such a, like, I'm pulling that out of my ass. Like, I don't have
right.
a, you know.
Yeah. I feel you. My favorite is Layla Hathaway as far as singers,
oh, okay.
performers,
yeah.
and somebody that could sing any damn thing. Sing the alphabet and have me going crazy. But of course
yeah.
I love Patti, just as Patti. Patti crazy.
Patti. No, okay, well, on
yeah.
that vein, yes, I love Layla. I love Jennifer Hudson. I love
mm-hmm.
Lettucey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I love Layla. If I had to listen to one artist for 48 hours, you have to be either her or Stevie Wonder.
Mm.
I can listen to Stevie all day, and I have. I have listened to Stevie Wonder. I've had my all-day Stevie days or my all-day Luther days. I don't hear nothing else but Luther. you know. But modern little poppy girl, my baby, Rihanna. I love Rihanna.
I love Rihanna, too.
Yeah, that's my baby. I really like that girl. I like her spunk. I like her fire. I like the way that she's not afraid to look whatever way she wants to look. I love that about her. So, yeah, that's my girl. Yeah. And Shady,
she's amazing.
Why do you love Beyonce so much, Shady?
Well, you know, I worked with her when she was young, so I just like her drive, and I just think she's a great performer, actually. You know, she can do no wrong.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You see how
you can't take it from her. I love the fact that she's so huge, but she still is determined to give her fans their money worth. I love that, because so many people get to not even close to her level, and they just fuck off in their shows and just, like, they don't care about their fans.
Yeah.
She is determined to give her fans what they came for. And I need
she
a Beyonce fan. I need a fan following me around all the time, blowing my hair, which I don't have.
I have one at work right now, trust me.
Blowing my scalp around.
But
yeah,
I like how she's not even letting nobody see none of the twins yet. You know, we only seen one picture of the kids, right?
I haven't seen that. What picture did they show of the twins?
When they turned
when she had that little outfit on, that little flowery thing.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That's the only picture that they see of the kids. The kids gonna be toddlers when we see them again. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
She keeps flooding the pussy. She's so brilliant.
How do you feel about the way social media dragged Blue for years about her hair and this, that, and the third, and looking so much like her dad?
If she would have put weave down in her back, it would have been a problem. It's like if it's whatever she do. I just felt that people just don't, you know. She's a kid, you know, a billionaire child, because she doesn't have to work a day in her life, honestly. You know, I just thought they just, like, you know, after seeing grown people say the shit they were saying, I'm like, this toddler has
it's
been
so mean
to more countries than you have in your lifetime. And she's only what, five now? You know, I just think that I think that's why we haven't seen the twins yet, you know.
But I think I gained more respect for her. I gained more respect for her for not frying that little girl's hair or, like you said, putting weave down for her. I really had got a lot more respect for her for letting her be a little girl, a little black girl.
Just let her live. She like it like that. I mean, the girl can do whatever she wants. She's got the best of best around her. She probably got the money to pay Kim Burrell to come in and put ponytails. She just let the girl be a child like everybody else around here does.
Not Kim Burrell.
He must be talking. Wait a minute.
He's talking
that lady
about
that
Kim Kimball and
what's
said Kim Burrell.
Kim Burrell. Kim Burrell would come and sing her gospel song to sleep and tell her to leave the bags alone.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out to the intersection.
Okay.
Bitch,
I'm tired. I'm laying here with one eye open.
Beyonce probably would slap Kim Burrell into next week if she even tried to dye her door. Like, bitch, look, half of my fans are gay, so I'm going to need you to exit stage left.
Right.
So she's supposed to be doing The Lion King, it is, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the tickets up here are now $300. $300 right now just for regular.
Oh, it's a play? I thought it was a movie.
Yeah, she's on the play next year. But they already rose.
Yeah,
the tickets already rose. The tickets already prices went up. This girl at my job was trying to get tickets for her son. She said the cheapest I found them was $520. I said, hey, you live. Get the ticket.
Okay.
I can't help you with
that. Because they're going to be more than that next year.
Hell yeah, I'm trying to get one now. I'm trying to figure out when she's going
to be. I thought it was
coming
out in 2019, but I really thought it was a movie. I don't know why I thought it was a movie.
I think it's a play.
No, it is a movie.
I don't care.
They are making a live action movie of The Lion King in which Beyonce has been cast as Nala.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought, because James Earl Jones is kind of old for stage nowadays.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah.
He is. That's why he did. He kind of old. Well, that's what's up. I like Beyonce. But tonight we just talk a little bit.
Read the phone book to me, and I would be just fine.
Yes. Yes. His voice is so rich.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Jesus. To no order.
You know who's the actor that now my brain and left. What's his name on from the Mod Squad? He's Prince's father in the Purple Rain.
Clarence.
Yeah.
Thomas the Third or some shit.
The Third, not Clarence Thomas the Judge. Oh my God! And both y'all are fired.
Yeah, I knew it was Clarence. Somebody, Sister Mary Clarence Thomas. We are fucking up with the
names
tonight.
Oh my God. Yes, and with funny names, replacing it with crazy names. Both of y'all picked idiots, Clarence Thomas and Tim Burrell. Oh my God.
There's a power couple waiting to happen.
But yeah, I think he's an excellent actor. I think his struggles have kept him out of some key roles. He could have been a much bigger actor, but he's always been so serious. Problems and some drinking problems. And, but he's an excellent actor. I loved him back in the day in Mod Squad. But anyway, one of our main topic tonight is going to be politics. And yay, Virginia! Oh my God!
Oh my
God!
Yay, New Jersey too.
New Jersey. But I'm telling you, I was getting so mad around 4 or 5 o'clock. They were showing that idiot Ed Gillespie in the lead for Virginia governor, and I was so scared. I was like, oh, no, not another Trump tragedy. Not another one, because they would have, oh, my God, we would have never lived that down. And mind you, this is JoJo's neurologist who became the governor of Virginia. The last person to discharge my little JoJo from the hospital was Ralph Northam.
Wow.
And
he was talking
about running for governor. Well, he was lieutenant governor. And me and my daughter was joking him about, you know, working a night shift. He's like, I still got bills to pay because he's country, but he real, really down to earth. So my wife won't let me be out here without a job.
No.
What did you say?
You're talking about lieutenant governors. You and I got black lieutenant governors. Yours is the second lieutenant governor of New York, Justin Fairfax, and we have
of Virginia. And Justin Fairfax is only the second black person in Virginia history to hold a statewide office. We had a governor, Doug Wilder, some years ago, and now Justin Fairfax, who the lady that was running against him, Jill Vogel. Lady got experience out her ass, but she's a Trumpster. She wanted women to have some transvaginal ultrasound in order to have an abortion. She's a piece of work. Yeah, she wants you to go up your wahoo with an ultrasound.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Oh, God.
We got these females talking about going up somebody's wahoo with an ultrasound. And not just, you know, the typical ultrasound you think about somebody, you know, rubbing something across your stomach. No, we're talking about inserting it in your wahoo up to your cervix. Ugh. Terrible. And traumatizing.
You know, the only thing you can say to that is, bitch, you first.
Okay.
You first. Pull a Katie Couric for her colonoscopy and let me know how that shit's feeling for you.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm-mm.
I mean.
But it didn't work, Jill. It didn't work. They said you got a lot of experience here. You've been starting a bunch of shit.
And we got our first black female lieutenant governor, Sheila Oliver, in New Jersey. I ran with Phil Murphy. We turned New Jersey back blue, too. I'm very happy about
they
know that.
Two. Virginia
been
blue, baby. Don't say no two. Virginia been blue.
Cool. I said, oh, well, yeah, you said keep yours. Well, we turned it back a little bit.
Yeah.
Virginia be, you know, we're kind of different over there.
Virginia voted for Hillary Clinton voted for Barack Obama. Our present governor is Democrat. Our governor before that is on his way to jail, Republican. You get your food?
Yeah. I'm still on the line. I'm walking down the stairs.
But it does also have to be said that the amount of diversity reflected in Virginia as a result of yesterday's outcome.
Yes.
Like, Virginia became gold overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Okay. Good, that was JoJo talking. What are you giving me this for? This boy is something else. Good night. He's going to bed. He's taking his stuff to bed early. His bedtime is 8 o'clock. But I ain't going to argue with him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I might be following him.
Okay, I will be. But I say that and I'll be up till 2 o'clock in the morning. But it's so much going on, so many positive things. And when people think of Virginia, they don't think about, you know, being a progressive state or, you know, diversity. They think of Virginia as some, you know, hog town, you know, just getting ready for the hoedown.
Right.
But, I mean, all across
the
state.
Yeah,
the
D doesn't
so
always
much
get factored into the DMV.
No. No. Mm-mm. And I'm so proud to be here. And people, you know, wonder why I don't move. It's because the states that I think about, I mean, California would be a good state to live in, too. There's a lot of diversity out there. But I couldn't. North Carolina is physically beautiful, but their government is horrible. I mean, they got a new Democratic governor, thank God, trying to undo a bunch of that bullshit, but he got an uphill fight.
Yeah.
Mhm. When I first came to Virginia, Chuck Robb was the governor, and he was a Democrat, and he did a lot of good things for Virginia. But here we go. Shady has some stats from LGBTQIA elemental P set.
Right. Apostrophe
S. About different community people who have gone into politics and won. But Danica Rowan is so funny.
Oh,
This man said he was the chief homophobe of Virginia. Well, bitch, you're sitting at home on January the 13th. You're going home.
Homophobe at home.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you and your dusty-looking wife.
I would have killed to be a fly on the wall that night in his office.
Okay.
I would have killed.
Mm-mm-mm.
You
it's
want to talk
crazy
about the sound what a face hitting the floor makes.
Oh, my God. He is. I know he's got to be literally gagging.
Girl, he's at home on suicide watch. Fuck you thought. Like,
okay.
He's over it.
Let me get Mr. Shady back on here because he's probably getting on the elevator.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Just a second, Sadie.
It sucks because I've only really, you know, ballroom is a funny thing. You can basically travel the country and never really see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've only really experienced Virginia in truth one time for like 3 days as a result of a really bad date I was on. So,
oh my God,
I have not yet had the opportunity to really appreciate it the way it deserves to be.
Mm-hmm.
I went to one hell of a buffet, though. I can say that.
Welcome
much
back, Sadie.
Thank you.
A hell of a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Virginia's cool. I mean, cause it took me a while to really warm up to Virginia, though. Coming from Philadelphia, I was like, this shit right here. Ugh.
Yeah.
But,
I'm trying to see who else did they think in Virginia. Elizabeth Guzman and Hala Ayala elected to House of Rep delegate.
Yeah, we got first two Latinos.
Latinos. We had other trans people becoming first elected officials also.
Yeah.
We had, I'm trying to look down my little notes here. I have so many notes. Jenny Durkin, Seattle's first lesbian mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going
to
say
and
that.
And
shout out to Cody
Cunningham, the first trans man elected to Minneapolis City Council. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Go mm-hmm. Minneapolis. I have so many people
you know
I love
what?
Out there. Shout out to the whole house of Bordeaux, like all of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the Bordeaux. Sadie Press one.
Yeah, Minneapolis, there. Minnesota.
You can hear me? You can't hear me?
Yeah, it's the Press
yeah.
one.
It's down.
But, huh?
Is it down?
Did it tell you it's down?
Oh, my God.
Because it tells you.
Can't
you
say, yeah, shit.
Because my computer, I don't feel like it's pressing just to see if your hand is down. But anyway.
Okay.
me. Anyway, yeah. Minneapolis. That's cool. Trump is really, and I know he won't ever admit it, but these elections are showing him the millions of people who did not vote for him. Those millions that Hillary had over him. Yeah, bitch, we're
yeah.
showing you, yes, we're still here. We're still here, and we're going to get you.
Okay.
And for my, I mean,
you,
for myself, what?
I'm sorry. I wanted to, no, I was going to say that, oh, shit. You sit my ass now.
Jesus.
In Massachusetts, they have a whole brand new city. Did you know that, Tahira?
I did, yes.
Farmingham, and they have their first black mayor, Yvonne Spicer.
Yes.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Framingham had its first black mayor, yes.
Okay, I never even know that. How long has that city been there?
Pretty much since the inception. Framingham is a funny area. They're really mainly known for a jail.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got a good old prison out there. That's kind of like the focal point of Framingham.
That's where everybody got their jobs from and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a deep suburb. But, you know, the amazing thing for me about what transpired last night is that when you have these people who break these barriers and open these doors and prove the point that trans folks can't get elected to public office, it kind of gets the wheels turning for everyone who gets to bear witness to that as to whether or not there's a place in that world for them too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just grateful for the inspiration. Somewhere a place for I'm a. There's something to be said about that level of inspiration and increased possibilities for the trajectory of lives.
Mm-hmm. And it's like when President Obama became president, a lot of black kids were like, wow. Like this little boy, one of my favorite pictures of President Obama was a little black boy touching his hair like, your hair is like my hair. You know what I'm saying? That was so deep to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that it gives hope to some of the stealth people that live stealth that maybe they can, you know, just live openly or just live their life basically. Because we have a lot of openly.
But, I mean, but people live stealth for different reasons.
Okay.
Yeah, because those people being in those offices aren't going to keep homophobes and transphobes from trying to kill you. So, yeah.
Right.
Depends on where you are and what you up to. It's still dangerous out here. We have not overcome completely.
Yeah. But we will someday.
Someday.
Deep in my heart,
well, shit,
I do.
That's a black Negro hammer we
believe.
Still trying to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yes, it is.
Shit.
So, Susan, you know, the days are short, but the months, the days are short, but the months are long or something.
where the days are long but the months are short. We are rapidly coming to, maybe not rapidly, but damn it, 2020 will be here. Do you have any, I mean, come on, drop a prophecy real quick. Who's on the ticket?
Mm-hmm. Who's on the ticket for 2020?
For the Democrats, yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, well, I really need to pick both because I don't believe Donald Trump will be in office by then. But,
okay.
For 2020, Shady, you're doing a lot, man. You're doing a lot.
All right. Hold on. Oh, shit.
I got mine lined up. I'm dying to know yours.
I see right out here and available right now. I see, even though he'll be old as dirt, Joe Biden taking his last shot at it. And either running with him will be either Kamala Harris or Cory Booker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll think Booker will make it. Got too much bullshit over here in Jersey. Too much shit going on in Jersey.
Man, hello,
yeah.
Obama in Chicago. We can't get ain't no more shit going on than what was going on in Chicago.
No. I'm talking about his personal shit, not just city shit.
Hello, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's not gonna.
Yeah.
I mean, what's personal shit like him being gay?
No,
that ain't
Donald Trump and Cory Booker is an old white man. Okay, I don't see it happening. He's got a lot of dirt over here. I know Jersey is not happy with some of the antics that he's pulling over here. That he was pulling over here when he was over here locally as a town neighbor.
But he's doing a good job nationally. He's cleaning up now. No, he never was an issue. Ever since he's been in Congress, he's been a beloved little boy. But because they don't, when you get to that level, everybody's not going to go back and check in Jersey until you run for something else, like you said. But no, he's on all the national shows. He's saying the good things and talking the good talk, and you know he's very intelligent. And he's involved in issues that people really don't pay attention to. He still is, you know, fighting for Flint and their water situation. You know, of course he's fighting for New Jersey issues. But New Jersey is so it's hard to do anything in New Jersey. But yeah, I'm just saying. But as long as now he'll have a chance. Now that Christie's gone, he'll have a chance to do some better things for New Jersey. But with Christie being the biggest thing in New Jersey, when you think of New Jersey politics, you think of Chris Christie. And Chris Christie,
I just want you to know the fact that you called him the biggest thing is not lost on me, and I'm laughing on
the
inside.
No, it's not. Okay.
Yeah, he set himself up real well before he left, too.
Mm-hmm. Of course he did.
He passed the bill because all of a sudden he's trying to say
that's what I'm saying, Shane.
Drugs is a
problem. You can't get around.
But he opened up.
You can't get it.
He opened up the whole bunch of rehabs.
Yeah. He's a smart guy. He's sinister. You don't want to fuck with it. And Cory Booker did the right thing because you can't just fuck with Chris Christie. Like, what the hell is this? I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna say this on national radio. It's Mizrahi business, but we have a group, like most houses have a group on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And my rule for the entire house of Mizrahi is that only acknowledged leaders of our house are allowed to add people into our group, and I have to approve it. And so when I look on there and I see We just started a new group, and I see that Willy Wonka from Backwater, Texas, is trying to add somebody. I'm like, why? It's not going to happen. So I'm saying this on
damn
the radio,
it,
you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it. Don't do. You're wasting your time. Because I guess they think, because Andre and Jack, they think they just will hit approve. No, sweetie, they're not going to do that. They're going to wait for me, and I'm going to decline it like I did just now. Don't do it. And I mean, even like if you're in this house, if you're a leader in New Jersey, don't try to add somebody from Texas because you don't know what's going on in Texas. You don't know if this person is in good standing, if they got a disrespectful mouth, because what we're not going to do in that group is you're not going to come in there trying to read everybody because we didn't come to your ball or we didn't come to your birthday party or we didn't wish you a happy birthday on Facebook. No. So some people in our house can't be in the group because they don't know how to act. And so if you're in New Jersey and they're in Texas, why are you don't know what their situation is. You don't even know if they're in good standing in that chapter. So don't do it. But somebody just tried that, and I'm saying this on national radio. Mind your fucking business.
Oh, shit. Now, this is Susan Osborne.
Mind your fucking business. Don't do it. And I'm going to go back, and I'm going to end after this show, and I'm going to let this person know, you know, don't do it. Mm. Just don't do it.
Run, Forrest.
Don't do it.
Run.
Don't
and
do
I guess
it.
They feel like since they're a leader, I don't know how they. I'm going to investigate the whole situation, and I'm going to put the person who just tried to do that. I'm putting you out of the group, and the group just started yesterday, and you're getting put out today. So know that.
Damn.
Follow the rules.
Wait, is
follow
the house closed?
Well,
funny. You're so dumb. Y'all better leave him Ebony alone.
Jesus. Due to HIPAA regulations, I can't comment on the matter.
Okay.
What do you see for 2018? Do you see a big change coming in 2018? Do you see us getting control of at least one of them? Congress or either House or Senate?
The Senate won't change next year, but the House can change. The Senate probably change the following year, but the House is going down. The Senate may change only because people resigning, and sometimes in some states, you know, when a seat is vacated, the governor. But they're real crafty. If your governor is a Democrat, that person ain't resigning until until they get a Democrat. Because I like in Massachusetts, they get to choose who replaces you. You don't have to do that runoff bullshit. But
right.
Yeah.
A lot of these things are
no. Then it comes up in 2019. Huh?
I said a lot of them know they're not getting reelected already.
Yeah.
They don't really know that.
Yeah, but you have Senator Corker who actually can easily be reelected. It's not even a question, but he's resigning because he's tired of Trump. And when he came into office, he said, look, I ain't here to be no 100-year senator. I'm here to try to make some things happen, and I'm out. So he's leaving, and Donald can't tell him, oh, I was gonna primary you because they want him to stay, but he's going. Well, I don't. Maybe the change is mine. I don't know. I don't think so though. But he's not one of those ones that Donald was threatened with not getting reelected. He's a very popular senator, but now he's reading Trump's eyeballs out. He said he's not mentally able and not fit to be. Huh?
Go ahead.
What'd you say, Jay? I said he reads some eyeballs out on the regular. How, he said, go ahead and then start talking. I didn't even hear. What did you ask me, sir?
How was y'all numbers for our turnout?
Our new governor was voted by a bigger margin than in the last 39, 40 years, so.
Oh,
yeah, it was,
okay, checkmate.
They thought it was going to be low because it was raining, because Virginians don't do rain. But they did it this time because they're that tired of Trump. And they tired of Ed Gillespie because Ed Gillespie ran for a senator in 2014 against Mark Warner. And almost, you know, I don't say he almost beat him, but he got closer than we thought he would. And that would have been tragic because Mark Warner is definitely he's one to watch too as far as running for president or vice president. To me, if Joe Biden decides to run, the Democrats, y'all need to just sit down because that man's going to win. You know, right. I'm not a Bernie supporter. I'm really not. I know people got mad at me today on Facebook. One of my friends, I commented under her. Yeah, she definitely will. She doesn't know anything about politics. No, no. Mm-mm. No, Michelle's going to be all about the Obama Foundation. Yeah, she want to make, she don't want to go through all of that. Nope. Not at all. I mean, I would love to see it, but it ain't going to happen.
Their
focus is the Obama Foundation. Pardon me?
How you think our chances would be?
It depends. It depends on, I mean, you got time to clean up some of the Obama mess because, you know, everything that Obama did is not gold and not glitter. But, yeah. You know, being a woman, everything you know, your husband did is on you. You know how that is. But her chances would be better in 2020, but I know what she's doing with the Obama Foundation. It's not going to be done by then. I would like to see former Attorney General Eric Holder do something big in the government. You talk about, but this is say his name. That man is so fucking fine. He's more handsome than President Obama. Eric Holder is gorgeous. And so intelligent. That's a sexy man.
I'm now going to look him up.
Yes. Oh, my God. He is everything. And he is so smart. And right now, he and President Obama are working on all of this, working against all the gerrymandering and redistricting in the world. Eric Holder, Attorney General.
Something funny,
Eric
but
Holder.
This man bears more than a slight resemblance to Stedman.
Mm-hmm. That's cute. He's cuter than Stedman.
Come on, Oprah.
He couldn't get with Oprah because he's been married for 20-something years. But Eric Holder is everything. If you on Twitter, you gotta follow Eric Holder. He reads Trump's eyeballs out, and Trump can't even come for him because he's that smart. And anything he would say, Eric Holder, he doesn't have to go and fact check it. It's right there in his head. He comes back, boom, boom, boom. You don't want a day. You do not want a day of Eric Holder in that mouth. But he and President Obama working on rolling back some of this redistricting and gerrymandering that Republicans use to get seats that they don't really deserve. So see that's going on, and Michelle basically is focused on the Obama Foundation as she should be because she helped build him to be president. So that Obama Foundation is Michelle and Barack. So they're doing big. Telling y'all, I was trying to get Teak involved in one of their summits. Hopefully he'll catch the next one. They just had a summit in Chicago, and they were inviting people. You had to apply to be an intern, and that's it's a phenomenal opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
So they load them up with a bunch of tools to go and, you know, change the world. He created the world.
Okay.
I will see the sunlight in your universe.
You are having an
that's
Eric
song.
Clapton moment.
Huh?
Isn't that Eric Clapton?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
I love Eric Clapton and Sting. Yeah. Oh, let me ask y'all this.
I mean, getting back to one thing. Do you think that if... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Because you probably will stay on topic. Because I'm going to go way off.
Well, I don't know if I am or I'm not. But, like, if the possibility exists that Trump makes it to 2020, a lot of people have expressed a desire for Oprah. The argument is that she is on a level playing field. She has galvanized women the nation over, and she's one of the few that could really stand toe to toe from a similar vantage point and dance with that man. What are your thoughts on it?
No.
Oh,
Now,
my mom don't have time for
Oprah.
That.
I don't have time for Oprah, not as president. Just keep giving her money. And because I mean, this is why, though, because we've gotten out of the we got a president who's not a politician, and that may sound cute, but when it's like having, you know, Tyrone from the corner living under a tent and inviting him to, you know, some fancy buffet. He doesn't know all the manners. He doesn't know where, you know, how to use the right fork and all that. And Trump is in there. He doesn't know what he's doing. And there's some norms and traditions that come along with being in politics. And they're not necessarily laws, but like I said, they're just norms. And to not understand the I don't know. I don't think we need another person who's never been in office ever again. I don't think so. Unless they've been like a Michelle, who hasn't been officially in office, but that woman, nobody knows more about how to run a presidency without being a president than the first ladies, all of them. But yeah, because Barbara Bush is younger. I would say she should be the first woman president. Cause that, I keep telling that was a fierce old white lady. I love me some Barbara Bush. I love that lady. She is so strong. But I was getting ready to go off into The Voice. If y'all get to go on YouTube, this lady,
no.
Janice from The Voice. When I tell you, there hasn't been a singer on that show like that since, what's the girl's name? Doolittle, where Melinda, whatever her name was, Doolittle, something like that. Way back, like in the second or somewhere in early season, this woman sounds so damn good. I was like, bitch, you better sing.
You said
but
her name is
trouble.
Janet?
Janice. That's all I know. Janice.
Janice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, look her up. And watch some of her battles. That lady, oh my God. There's nobody out here with a record deal right now that can fuck with her.
Really?
J-Hud was sitting there like, bitch, I don't care, win or lose, you coming with me. This lady sounds so good. Her voice is so strong. It's ridiculous. The thing I don't like about The Voice is they let the coaches do all the work, and they get you to a certain point, and then it starts becoming up to this little vote. And we know that we live in racist-ass America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take a lot to get her through, because she's a black woman, like black woman, bald-headed black woman. But that bitch can blow. And I listen to singers, and I hear pitch very well, and I've not heard her off pitch, because I mean on The Voice they'll say, oh, you did such a good job, and I'm listening, I'm like, I've heard you go off pitch like 5 times. So, but this lady is so on point, and she goes in places with her voice that you don't expect her to go, and she's just phenomenal to me. So that's my little bit on The Voice. I told y'all this was gonna be politics and bullshit, so that's that bullshit. But yeah, Janice is definitely somebody to look up and listen to. And when you'll start seeing me post when it's time for America to vote, y'all bitches had a motherfucking vote for Janice.
Okay.
She is everything. Seriously, Jahira, listen to her. She's awesome.
I will.
She's in there. Mm-hmm. Sadie won't. He'll wait till I post something on my page and listen to
her. I haven't had to key yours.
Well, The Voice ain't on anyway. The Voice is only on Monday and Tuesday until the live season starts, then it's only on Monday. But right now it's Monday and Tuesday. But you can look her up on YouTube.
And I'm already on
Voice,
there, you know, staring at her right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
she is bad.
What's up with our upcoming hip hop night, y'all?
Oh, yeah. We're going to start the hip hop night next week with Shaq. Shaq doesn't know this. But Shaq is, and she's listening. Shaq, get ready. Because Shaq loves hip hop like Shady loves hip hop. So,
I had a good concert last week.
You had a good what?
I went to a great concert. I've seen Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Well, there's only two of them left now. I saw.
Didn't she go to?
No, she didn't go to this one. Scorpio. Well, I don't know if she was in there. Scorpio, EPMD, Slick Rick, Rakim and R&B.
Jack Press won if
Sugar
you want to. If you went to the concert.
She went to the one the night before. I was about to go to that one, but I changed my mind. I had a third row seat, too. I was like,
ugh.
Oh, but I heard it was trash. Yeah. But I'm ready. Just bring it. Whenever y'all think I bring it on, the DJ turns up and everything.
So DJ Bipolar and
he will be
MC
in the building.
Jack. We'll be in the building promoting the toy drive. That's going to be funny.
All right,
you
got to go now.
Funny. Yep, it's 7:56. You can go. Hang up.
No.
If you hang up, I'm coming to New Jersey and slap you. But anyway, that's gonna be next week. And get your funds ready because I'm going to be creating some promotions. And Jahira, you can help me with the link to the Amazon thing, just describe it to me so I could look it up and
no doubt.
Make sure people are ready to, you know, shop till they drop, shop with a purpose.
Yes.
I
don't forget to go shop on www.takemethenumber4me.com. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's your fly shit.
Yeah, I got some new shit about to drop soon as we get off this phone. I just made it. Your hat is going to be in there too, Susan, but nobody's going to be able to buy it.
Word.
I'm not going to put it on the website. Yeah, you're going to love it when I put it up. But I got some shit. And when I speak with Shaq this week or next week, I have some shit for Shaq too for December.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely doing that. But I'm about to drop some stuff in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, about to drop something. As soon as we get off the phone, I'm going to drop something. A couple of hats out. I made. Got some new colors come away. I got some new pins this week, so I got some shit coming. It's hot, this. And thank you for everybody that's supporting it. I love it. We have some jackets out probably in about a month.
Word.
It's a brand.
Word.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, we can start saying our good night.
Good night.
My God.
Because.
You're so dumb.
Thank you all for your continued support. We look forward to seeing you next week. Unfortunately, I will not be in attendance because of my community's Trans Day of Remembrance falling on the same day. But Shaq is inimitable and epic, and it's going to be a great show. So I look forward to seeing all of y'all in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, not two whole weeks, because the Death Kelly Network is doing an all-hands-on-deck Transgender Day of Remembrance show, and you'll see promotions coming out about that as well, and Jahira will definitely be a part of that.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, we need you to dig out your names, and we're gonna pay homage and our family members who we've lost. But good night, everyone, and we'll see you next week with Shaq, MC Shaq versus DJ Bipolar.
DJ Bipolar. All right, thank y'all for listening, ladies and gentlemen, lovers, friends, haters, and everybody. Good night. Have a good evening.
You're